BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Epinephrine, quickly. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Come on.
I see you. I can only give patient information to immediate relatives. I'm not afraid I can't tell you that either.
What? What's happening? What's going on?
Shh.
What's happening? Why will nobody tell? Nobody tell. Mom, where are you? Mom.
Is she going to be? I mean, will there be any permanent?
Nothing physical. In some ways, she's lucky, really lucky. The way the side of the car buckled, she was pinned in place, but also weirdly protected.
I can't move. Why can't I?
Don't get me wrong, she'll need a lot of recuperation, physiotherapy, healing, counselling too, of course.
Counselling? Of course. You really think it helps?
You're speaking to someone on a heavy dose of antidepressants who's been in therapy for 10 years, Mr. Craig. Counselling can be absolutely essential.
10 years?
This job.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'd advise contacting someone yourself.
Me?
Of course.
Why would I need counselling?
You just lost your wife, Mr. Craig.
Mom, are you okay? Are you there? Oh, God. Mom.
Careful. You all right? That was quite the tumble.
Stupid.
Me or you?
Me.
Yeah, except it's my job to get you up and about, not let you fall on your face. Come on.
It's the left leg. Always my stupid left leg.
There you go with the stupid again. Why is your left leg stupid? It's got broken in 3 places. That's not stupid.
It should be stronger by now.
Well, luckily you know a fully trained physiotherapist who can set you straight on that one. No, it shouldn't. Now, stop picking on your own legs and come and sit down for 5 minutes. We can try again in a bit.
I'll try again now.
Again, let's take this opportunity to consult with the expert in this field. Me. You'll try again in a few minutes, not before. I'm sorry about what happened to
you. Do you believe in aliens?
What?
Aliens.
Oh. I've never really thought about it. Why?
Been listening to a podcast about it. I have too much time now and my eyes still lose focus if I look at a screen for too long. So I've been listening to podcasts.
About aliens?
About lots of things. But the best ones, about aliens and stuff.
Stuff?
The unexplained. Conspiracies. The stuff that governments know is happening but hide.
I sometimes listen to one about football.
I don't know anything about football.
I don't know much about aliens.
Not just aliens. Did you know that water has an emotional memory?
Water?
Yeah, just water. There were experiments, this guy just shouting at water.
Shouting at it?
Shouting. And then he tested it and the molecules were arranged differently to normal water.
Water he hadn't shouted at?
Exactly.
Why did he want to know what happened if he shouted at water?
We're mainly made out of water.
I guess we are. But then I know what happens to people who get shouted at. I don't need a jug of water to tell me.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Forget I said anything about it.
No, sorry. I sounded really patronising. What's the name of this podcast?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Outsiders, the podcast that challenges the closed mind, the podcast that knows what's really happening. My name is Rafe Hendrick, and I welcome you to the real world.
You should do one of your own.
What?
A podcast.
Why?
Because I think it would be helpful for you to have something to focus on. You talk about it a lot.
Well, it's been really helpful.
Which is good. Great. I'm a therapist. I'm all about what's helpful. But you have a lot of energy, a lot of questions. I think setting up a podcast of your own, really throwing yourself into it, I think that would be good.
Dad wouldn't like it.
No?
Dad's a scientist. He doesn't approve of the unexplained.
You'd think it was what he lived for. Still, from what you've said, he doesn't approve of therapy much either, and he lets you come here.
I think he has to. I think it was part of my discharge.
He doesn't have to. He does it because he cares about you. And so he puts his own prejudice aside, just in case it would be helpful. I think he'd be all for it.
You think?
I think.
You really don't know him very well.
It's rubbish.
They did experiments.
Yes, they did. And they were never able to replicate Emoto's claims. But then, that's hardly surprising because water doesn't have an emotional memory. And Emoto's not even a scientist. He's a practitioner of alternative medicine who sells water-based therapies. The man's a crook and it's all a load of rubbish.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Then you heard wrong.
Or I just have a different opinion.
Oh, God save us from opinions. Science isn't about opinion. It's about facts and trying to disprove them. You can't have a different opinion to science. You can just be wrong.
Fine, I'm wrong then.
Stuff like this is the worst. It really is. Idiots spreading misinformed bullshit because it serves to line their pockets. Science has all the answers, Mia. All of them.
So, what about me?
What about you?
When I touch things, I see stuff, hear stuff. You know I do. Always have. So could Mum.
She couldn't.
She could. You know she could. She picked up something and she could, I don't know, read it somehow. You just never understood her.
Let's talk about something else, shall we?
Because we disagree.
You don't have some sort of psychic powers, Mia. There's no such thing.
So, what is it then?
Let's talk about something else.
What's the point?
Psychometry, or psychoscopy, the science of being able to take a token reading from an inanimate object purely by touching that object. The reader can receive both visual and oral information, connecting on a very real molecular level to the object in question. Of course, there are many who refuse to believe in the practice, despite obvious evidence to the contrary. Objects retain their impressions. The stone tape theory. Moments of extreme emotional potency leave traces on their environment. They seep, they contaminate, they poison.
Our whole world is painted with the poisonous spore of history at its worst.
Psychometry.
Psychometry?
That's what it's called.
And how long do you feel you've had this ability?
Feel I've got this ability? That's like Dad's non-apologies. I'm sorry you feel that way, Mia. I don't feel this way because I am this way.
I see.
So you don't believe me either?
That's not what I said. I have an open mind.
Sounds like it. I've been able to do it, and I actually have for as long as I can remember. Mum too.
Does it make you feel closer to her?
Closer? I don't need to feel closer. She's always there. Every time I go to sleep, she's there.
You dream of the crash?
Mum said dreams are like shaken snow globes. Memories rise up and are sifted and sorted until they settle.
She's right. In time, your dreams will settle too.
What if deep down I don't want them to? What if I want it to keep snowing?
Mia? Wake up! Oh God!
This is not my fault. Seriously, nobody can blame me for this. If she's dead...
She's not dead!
If she ends up dying, I'm not taking the blame for that. No, Kitty, I can take the blame for that.
It's just me.
In the kitchen. How was it?
I told her it was all your fault, that you bullied me so much as a child that I've now gone mad. Social services will be here any minute.
How did it really go?
Oh, you know, same as usual. I'm not supposed to talk about my sessions. They're private.
Including me?
Everyone. How are you?
Good. I've been offered a new job.
Great. What is it?
Research grant. Ancient henge in the country. I'm to analyse and date and postulate and, well, most things. It's a weird job, but it's well paid. Really well paid, and I think a change might do us good, don't you?
A change?
Of address.
We'd have to move.
Yes.
No way!
It would do us good.
Says who?
I'm sure your counsellor would agree with me. Fresh start. Away from everything, away from...
The house we were all in together. How could you think I'd want that?
It would do us good.
Stop saying that. Why are you saying that? It wouldn't do us good. This was our house. Her house.
And she's dead. And I see her everywhere. Every chair, every doorway, every room. I can't bear it. So we're doing this. I've already said yes. Read the letter for yourself. I start next Wednesday.
How could you do this?
She's dead, Mia. Dead!
But I'm not. Let me see the letter.
Because you'll have no idea where you are, girl. You're going to be desperate for a friend soon enough. So you're going to come running.
Touch one. Touch one. Tingle.
Yeah, right.
They do, right? Like static.